You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
September retail sales update. Retail sales rose 4% year over year in September, but after adjusting for inflation, the real gain was a much smaller 1%. The gap matters. Headline growth looks healthy, but the volume of goods and services purchased grew only modestly after removing the price tag. E-commerce led the advances, up 8.6%, followed by health and personal care at 7.8%. Restaurants, auto dealers, clothing retailers, and grocery stores posted solid gains. By contrast, department stores, furniture retailers recorded declines, underscoring a split market where digital and essential categories outperform traditional big box formats. COVID shutdowns, even 5 years later, are often referenced for their supply chain impact, which was deeper than that of the Great Recession. Factories and distribution centers were inaccessible, and the human labor that powers manufacturing, shipping, and fulfillment was suddenly constrained. Remote tools kept many white-collar functions running, but the physical backbone of retail could not be virtualized. That disruption in the supply chain produced shortages and higher costs. On top of those, the tariff changes have added yet another layer of price pressure. Massive stimulus in 2020 and 2021 pushed household savings up and amplified demand, surging retail sales by 34% in the last 8 months of 2020. In 2 years, retail activities expanded by roughly the same amount as it had in the prior 8 years combined. That rapid acceleration helped drive the highest inflation in four decades. It's important to note that this chapter is not closed. We did not revert to pre-pandemic baseline. Elevated prices and higher purchasing volume have become embedded in consumer behavior, leaving total retail sales about $120 billion above where they might otherwise be. The price increases of 2021-22 are now the new baseline for spending and expectations. I track four indicators to forecast retail demand: real disposable income, consumer sentiment, discretionary spending, and new orders for consumer durables. Real disposable income, that is, increase in purchasing power, is the primary driver and has risen 1.3% this year. Modest improvement. Consumer sentiment, however, is down 31% year to date. 45% of the respondents says they are worse off financially, while only 22% said they are better off. Discretionary spending on items like sporting goods and hobbies adjusted for inflation has edged down, though restaurant spending remains up. Also, orders for durable goods are slightly higher. On the supply side, inventory dynamics matters. The inventory sales ratio is still near 1.3, but has been consistently declining since last year, signaling leaner pipelines and potential availability constraints ahead. We expect steady but restrained demand. E-commerce and service sectors will remain the primary drivers, but weak consumer sentiment, a permanently higher price floor, and shrinking inventories point to only measured uneven growth. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.